Watcher, and a huge welcome from me, Mike Wynn, to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. We're going to start with a song I've always loved, Lazy Bones.
Thank you.
And that's yet another fantastic Hoagy Carmichael song. Hoagy wrote the music, lyrics by Johnny Mercer, written in 1933, and believe it or not, the music and words took a total of 20 minutes. Johnny Mercer visited Hoagy Carmichael's apartment, and Hoagy was laying on his sofa. Mercer said, "Lazy bones," and gave Hoagy the first line. Hoagy started playing the melody, and 20 minutes later, a masterpiece. This scratchy old Verve LP is under the leadership of Sonny Stitt on tenor, with Lou Levy piano, Leroy Vinegar bass and Mel Lewis drums. Recorded in LA, December 59. That was a long track, but well worth it. Here's a tribute to Bill Evans. I know we're all very different, but this, for some reason, is enormously emotional to me.
Thank you.
Recorded May 1990, but newly released on vinyl in 2015, this Polydor LP features a leaderless quartet, or four equal leaders, I should say. It's all of Bill Evans' compos, the one we've just heard being Children's Play Song. Joe Lovana, tenor, Bill Frisell, electric guitar, Mark Johnson, bass, and Paul Motian. Arguably, Motian is the leader, as he was a member of the Bill Evans trio right from the very beginning, 59 to 64, and he's also made a major contribution to the evolution of jazz drumming in moving the instrument away from its previous strict timekeeping function. Next to vocal, the 59th Street Bridge Song, better known as, no, you'll know it.
Slow down, you're moving too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones and looking for fun and feeling groovy. Hello, lamppost, what you knowin'? I've come to watch your flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? A doodle-doo-doo-doo, feeling groovy. I got no deeds to do, no promises to keep. Toppled and drowsy, ready to sleep. Let the morning time rain all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy. Hello, lamppost, what you knowing? I have come to watch your flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Doodly-doo-doo, feeling groovy. Got no promises to keep. Toppled and drowsy, ready to sleep. Let the morning time rain all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy. I'm feeling groovy.
Ernestine Anderson in San Francisco, Feb 1983. That was Paul Simon's The 59th Street Bridge Song, but far better known as Feeling Groovy. And that was as good as any of the better known versions of the song. The one and only Hank Jones on piano and on top form, he said, rather unnecessarily. Monty Budwig, bass, and Jeff Hamilton, drums. And the bassist and drummer tells us it's a Concord label LP. Have I ever felt groovy? No, but would love to. Maybe one day. We often play bassist Ray Brown as a sideman. Here he is, front and centre. Thank you. That's from an album recorded San Francisco in 86 called, appropriately, Super Bass. I mentioned that Ray Brown was the leader. That's not totally true. He's the co-leader with fellow bassist John Clayton. That was the Ray Brown compo Goodbye Freddie Green. And yes, the famous Basie Band guitarist Freddie Green is also on this album. I can only assume that the song title was changed, as Freddie is very obviously alive here. He died in March 87, and I assume the album was released later in 87. John Clayton's brother Jeff on alto and other reeded instruments, and Jeff Hamilton yet again on drums. Will you recognise this next song? Yes, eventually, as it's a vocal, and the song title is the clue.
We've just been introduced. I do not know you well. But when the music started, something drew me to your side. So many men and girls are in each other's arms. It made me think we might be similarly occupied. Shall we dance on a bright cloud of music? Shall we fly? Shall we dance? Shall we then say goodnight and mean goodbye? Or perchance, when the last little star has left the sky, shall we still be together with our arms around each other? And shall you be my new romance? On the clear understanding that this kind of thing can happen, shall we dance? Shall we dance? Shall we dance?
Norma Winston in March 97 at Berry House Ardingly with Rodgers and Hammerstein's Shall We Dance from their 1951 musical The King and I. It had a revival in London recently, might still be playing in fact. Tony Coe clarinet, Steve Gray piano and synthesizer on some tracks, and Chris Lawrence bass. Thumbing through previous playlists, I noticed we haven't bossa novaed for a while. So let's do it, and do it properly. That was Tel Eco Teco number 2 from a Chicago November 62 recorded album called Bossa Nova Groove. The leader really is the real thing. It's Argentinian Lalo Schifrin. Incidentally, his parents named him Boris to start with. The talented, and now Lalo, started studying the piano at the age of 6 with Enrique Barenboim, yes, the father of Daniel. Lalo's father was the first violin with one of South America's best orchestras, Teatro Colon Orchestra. The young Lalo won a scholarship to the Paris Conservatoire and is equally at home in popular, classical and jazz. He joined Dizzy Gillespie for 2 years in 1960, and since 62 has largely concentrated on film scores, but luckily still finds time for great jazz like this. He was with Diz in Brazil in 61 when they first heard Bossa Nova, and they were hooked. Eddie Harris tenor, Jimmy Rainey guitar, Art Davis bass, Chuck Lampkin drums, Osvaldo Signo and Jack Del Rio percussion. Schifrin's film scores incidentally include Bullet and Dirty Harry. Next, Hallelujah, I Love Her So. The Ray Charles compo, Hallelujah, I Love Her So, here recorded in LA in November 61 by the Marv Jenkins Trio. A very, very underrated pianist. He spent 25 years of his career accompanying singer Della Reese, plus a load of session work. He also played piano on some of Marvin Gaye's hits. And yet, despite some truly awful events in his personal life, his only child died aged 10, and his wife died prematurely, Marv is still known for his positive outlook and optimism. This album is called A Tribute to My People, each song dedicated to one of Marv's influences. Jack Bruce bass, that's Jack Bruce from Kansas City, Kenny Dennis drums. Marv made a whole LP of singing as well as playing the piano. I'll play you something from that another time. It's big band time. Trumpeter, high note trumpeter Maynard Ferguson, was clearly the main soloist on Marie from West Side Story, a magical song that lends itself to jazz interpretations. Ferguson was in Prague for this recording in December 68. Interesting time to be visiting Prague. That was the year of the Prague Spring, if you remember, starting in Feb 68 with the Alexander Dubček-led Czech government declaring an end to Soviet dominance. But come August 68, that was reversed with the Soviet invasion of Czechoslovakia. Back to the music, though. Ferguson was the guest soloist with the Gustav Brom Orchestra. Brom was celebrating the 30th anniversary of his big band, one that continued on for another 20 years, quite close to Brom's death in 95, and he deserved far wider recognition outside his native country. He was the clarinetist in this 14-piece big band. The other soloist was Zdeněk Novák on tenor. Don Sobreski did the arrangement. We've always loved jazz interpretations of pop songs on this show. Here's an extract of a Lennon McCartney number. Thank you. long, long track, but hope that extract gave you a good sample. It's the Mike Renzi Quartet in his one and only recording as a leader. This is at Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island, in May 87. Renzi, the pianist, is a Providence, Rhode Islander himself. He became the house pianist at the jazz club Kings and Queens in North Providence in 62 when he was only 16, and he played with the likes of Coleman Hawkins, Roy Eldridge, Etta Jones, Buck Clayton, and most famously, Ben Webster. But in fact, he's been largely happy to be an accompanist to singers since those days. The likes of Peggy Lee, Lena Horne, Mel Torme are just some of them. And yes, that was, as you well know, John Lennon's A Hard Day's Night from the Beatles' 1964 film of the same name. Art Pelosi was on tenor, Jay Leonard bass, Grady Tate drums. This next one has the scary title of Little Children, Don't Go Near That House. Little Children, Don't Go Near That House, is about a house in the woods, a vast storehouse of all the memories of people who realised too late what they had missed while they were young, a storehouse of disillusionment. I know all this because the leader, the pianist and the song's writer, Denny Zetlin, tells me this in the liner notes, and it's his very first LP as a leader. Recorded New York, Feb 64. Cecil McBee bass, Freddie Waite's drums. Zetlin has subsequently made over 30 albums as a leader and found time to be the clinical professor of psychiatry at the University of California in San Francisco, and he also runs a private practice. Busy guy. Next, America the Beautiful, but only part of it again. I selected the second half of America the Beautiful so that we could wallow in that fantastic Brad Meldow piano. But he's not the leader on this May 2002 LA recording. And it's not tenor man Michael Brecker either, or drummer Brian Blade, but bassist Charlie Hayden, who was really in the background. The grunter on this next song is Milt Buckner. Milt Buchner in May 76 in Toulouse, France, with a song called Sleep. With all that grunting going on, Milt Buchner not on his usual organ or even piano, but on vibes. Buchner joined Lionel Hampton's band in 1941 as pianist and arranger, and there's a lot of Hamp in his vibes playing. Rather obviously, I should say. André Persiani on piano, Roland Lobiguois on bass, Panama Francis drums, plus, at the very end, a formidable front line. Wallace Davenport trumpet, Buster Cooper trombone, Earl Warren alto, Arnett Cobb and Eddie Chamberlain on tenors. There's no time for Ellington this week, not quite sure why that happened, but there's an Ellington compo coming up, played by the Paul Gormley Quartet in Feb 2003 at the Talking Dog Studio in San Pedro, California. Gormley on bass, Sam Most flute, Larry Kunze guitar, Paul Krybich drums. Drop Me Off in Harlem. always, I really hope you've had fun listening. I've certainly enjoyed playing the music for you, and I hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Keep well.